Welcome to the Movie Journey Podcast, where not only do we react and review films from the IMDb Top 250, but we also do patron requested reviews. And today, that is exactly what we're going to be doing. But before we go any further, I can't continue without my beloved co-host, Mr. Daniel Henderson. Hendo, how are you today?
I love how you introduce me and don't introduce yourself. It's like everyone knows who you are. You don't say your name. You're just like, we can't go anywhere.
People know it's me.
Without mentioning Hendo.
How are you?
I'm well. We've got a solid patron request here. The patrons put out a couple of picks and they ended up doing a poll to vote on. And the winner for this one was Mr. Chris Beardsall with his pick of Brawl in Cell Block 99. Quite an intense film, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, very intense, very intense. Certainly seeing Vince Vaughn in a light that we don't often see him in.
Absolutely. We have already watched and reacted to this movie. If you are interested in checking out that reaction, you can head over to youtube.com/themoviejourney. If you are interested in checking out the full-length reaction or the audio commentary of that, we have that over at patreon.com/themoviejourney. And of course, a big shout out and a thank you to all the patrons for your love and support and for, you know, picking all these movies to make us watch and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it goes without saying that you guys are the ones who keep us going each week. So we are extremely appreciative.
Definitely. All right, we already have watched this movie, so why don't we get into our review of it? Brawl in Cell Block 99 is a 2017 American neo-noir prison thriller film written and directed by S. Craig Zahler. I've looked at his filmography. It's very small. He's only made 3 movies. You've seen all 3.
What are they?
It is Bone Tomahawk.
Ugh, yeah.
This, of course.
Yep.
And Dragged Across Concrete.
That was good. Did you watch that?
Yeah, I've seen Dragged Across Concrete. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, nice.
I haven't seen Bone Tomahawk. I actually got you to watch that a couple of years ago.
Okay. I remember being a bit mid on it.
Yeah, I think you, very middling for you. But this also stars Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Carpenter, Don Johnson, and Udo Kier. The story follows Bradley Thomas, a former repairer turned drug mule who must kill a man held in a maximum security prison to rescue his pregnant wife from an abortion operation by a vengeful drug lord. All right. Now, we are going to be spoiling this film as we have just watched it. So let's get into it with our classic good and bad here. Dean, what did you like about this film?
I mean, there's a lot to like in this film. This film has a really gritty, realistic feel to it the whole way through. And I'm not sure if that's just the color scheme or the way it's filmed, but the intensity of this film is, it's top notch, which helps so much with pacing as well. Like, this film just breezes by, doesn't it, Hendo?
100%. The grindhouse gore feel of this movie is very unique for most movies that are coming out these days. Like, it's some of the practical effects, even though they're somewhat cartoony in a way.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like I said, I find this film pretty realistic, but like one moment that comes to mind is when he's dragging the guy across the concrete, funnily enough. And it looks like, you know, he's just a skeleton on his face. Like every bit of skin's just come off. That was maybe takes me out of it a little.
The parts where he breaks the bones, like the arms and the legs, and they snap backwards and the bones come out, that all looks graphic and shocking.
That looks very authentic.
But, you know, the part where, he stomps on his jaw and it just immediately splits off and flies over the place. This goofy little jawbone goes around. It's like, okay.
Even the final beheading, I wonder if that's possible to do the way he did that.
I probably will say no.
Yeah, that seems a little clean.
Yeah, despite like a boot to the back of the head.
Yeah, despite the insanely dirty environment.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is a very, succinct film. The pacing of it is quite quick for just over 2 hours? I think it was just over 2 hours. The story is pretty straightforward. Like he goes from one prison to the next to kill this person, and that's all he has to do throughout the rest of this movie. And I think the way it gets there gives it enough time and gives it enough time to breathe so that you get to know this character in Bradley. Like you start off that whole bit at the start where he has the big argument with his missus, and then it's like 18 months later and they've resolved all that and he's in a good
place now.
Yeah,
and they're together
now.
And happy. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. I was like, whoa, that was not where I was expecting this to go.
No, not at all.
You think it's a prison film, and the way this starts off, you start having all these ideas of how is he going to end up in prison? Mm. It turns out to be nothing like that. So, yeah, I liked it the way that was. Vince Vaughn is, I think, fantastic in his role here.
Yeah, I agree. It's funny. I was talking to someone at work last week about this film, and I brought it up. And the one thing they said was, "Nah, I didn't like it because Vince Vaughn was. I just didn't believe him as the titular character," which I thought was so odd because I think he's so on point here. Because like we know him to be such a comedic character, so seeing him play against type. I think he did a great job. And there are comedic moments here with Vince Vaughn. Oh, it's not like he completely just abandons, you know, what makes him who he is as an actor. Like, there are definitely moments of levity here. Thank God, right, considering this film. Thank God there are moments of levity here from Vince Vaughn. I feel like he carries this whole film, and it's a quality film. So, yeah, I think he did a really good job.
100%, he carries this film. Like, he is the massive, massive backbone of this movie. Like, he's probably in, like, 98% of the scenes, albeit, you know, the bits outside of the prison when he's in there, very few scenes. Aside from that, this movie would not work without him. And the skinhead Vince Vaughn that we're not used to, we're used to goofy comedy, you know, Wedding Crashers Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
To see him come in as this enormous bloke who I read he put on 15 kilos of muscle to...
Did he?
To prepare for this role. And that helped him with his training for fight scenes as well. Like, he had a lot of training to get that sorted. Like, he really got committed to this role.
Yeah, because it would have been, definitely outside his wheelhouse, you say, you know, the fight scenes as well. Yeah, like, he's convincing in these scenes.
He's convinced Vaughn.
Nice. Yeah, very nice. I love how when he gets hit, it's like he barely feels it as well.
Yeah.
That's great. Like, you believe it.
The fight scenes in this, before they get to the goofy, you know, body horror bits, the fights feel... They feel there's no like stupid sound effects like the whoop, whoop. It's like just thuds. And I thought it worked quite well. I think for you you like a nice, not a nice, you like a very gruff prison film. This sort of catered to your likes and appeals to prison films, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I love prison films. And this, well, a good thing about this film is these prisons and some areas of these prisons aren't really what we've seen in other films. So the level of, you know, when he gets moved to the actual high security prison, I thought the place they put him with the broken glass all over the floor, that was great. The way they treat him, I just think it's gold. I just think it's a fascinating environment.
I like the reveal towards the end where he's actually not there to kill a specific person.
No.
They're purely setting him up to end up being there just so they continue to beat the shit out of him and torture him for the rest of his life.
Well, did they want to kill him?
Not straight away.
Yeah.
They were going to keep bringing him in and just like beat the shit out of him for what he did.
How good is the electric shock mechanism that he wears towards the end of the film? I thought that was a great little thing. And for him to pull the rubber soles out of his shoes and sort of combat that was a great moment when he just, he pretends to get shocked and then just stands up. Oh, it's really good.
Yeah, really, really solid. Lots of good pros there. What about any cons, Dan? Anything you didn't really like about this film? I can go while you think.
Yeah, you go.
While Vince Vaughn is like a massive standout in this film, I think basically his entire supporting cast is very lackluster, very weak.
Not a, what's her name? Jennifer Carpenter?
Yeah. Not really the biggest fan of her in this film. Not really the biggest fan of anyone else. And they're not really in it enough.
I like the warden.
Like, he goes from prison to prison. So they're only in it for like small sections of the film. So there's no one really supporting him along the way. So it's really the Vince Vaughn show, which, you know, for the majority of it, he holds on his own. But for his supporting cast, I don't think they're as good.
Well, as you say, they don't have much more to do. They're okay. I thought Jennifer Carpenter was fine. She's not the most convincing actress. But I say that because having seen so much of her in Dexter, I'm yet to see a movie where she isn't still that role. You know, like she was fine. She was fine. I had no issues with her. And the villains, I can't even picture the villain's face. Very forgettable.
It's just like Mexican cartel people.
Yeah. But I did like the warden in the high security prison. I thought he had a swagger about him that I enjoyed.
Don Johnson.
Yeah, Don Johnson. He was good.
Yeah, he's okay.
I don't think I have any cons, to be honest. And I don't, I don't say that in a, my God, this is a five-star film. It's just, for what this film is, I think it delivered on every aspect I can think of.
Yeah, me too. That con I have is really all I've got to say negative about the film, and it's not even that big of a con, and that's probably... I'm in the same situation as you. Like, this movie gave me what I expected with this movie. The first time I saw it back in 2018, I think it was, I gave it 3.5. I'm actually bumping it up to a 4 on this watch. I thought it really, really delivered the goods for this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I have previously given it, but I'm also 4 stars for Brawling Cell Block 99.
Excellent. All right. So, Mr. Chris Beardsall, thank you very much for this pick. Very thoroughly enjoyed by the both of us.
Can't wait
for your next pick. All right. And for coming up, I think we've got American History X and Rogue One on the agenda. We're not too sure which one's coming out first, but they'll be the next two you see coming up. So, thank you very much, everyone, for checking this episode out. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.